for women. Listen to Mrs. Lee speak from her heart, dear need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hello, girls. Here we are again. I'm going to talk about a subject that's not pleasant to talk about, but I think we should. We need to know what the Word of God says, not what people are talking about. I was reading last time about how President Ford, the late President Ford, was Episcopalian. And remember the conflict there? That his pastor said that Mr. Ford did not want a schism in the Episcopalian church. They were having, and they are having, all this discussion about having not only women preachers, but homosexual people in the pulpit and in the church and being accepted. Just the other day, in a January 20th Courier Post, 2007, on page 5E, I read this: gay minister faces church trial after disclosing he has a partner. And this is an Associated Press article. I'll read it to you. It's a little long. A minister who disclosed he was gay before Atlanta's oldest Lutheran church hired him as his pastor could now be defrocked for announcing he has a partner. The Reverend Bradley Schmellings was chosen in 2000 to lead St. John's, though some worried his sexuality could threaten its standing with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. But last year, the 350-member congregation threw a party for him and his partner. When Schmelling announced he had found a lifelong companion. Evidently, they hired him when he didn't have a companion. He was a celibate homosexual, I guess. Bishop Ronald Warren of the ELCA, and that's the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, Southeastern Synod, however, asked the 44-year-old pastor to resign. When Schmelling refused, Warren started disciplinary proceedings against him for violating church rules barring sex outside of marriage. Schmelling soon will face a hearing, structured much like a trial, where a committee of the 12 ELCA, that's the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, members, will decide whether he can remain an ordained minister in the church that sits among the Mansion Line Hills, just east of downtown. If the committee rules against Schmelling, he could face suspension or no longer be recognized as an ordained minister in the ELCA. In the later case, if his congregation opts to keep him as its pastor, the ELCA also could discipline St. John's. The Evangelical Church, Lutheran Church of America, maintains it's following its own rules, within which bar unmarried clergy, whether gay or straight, from having sex. The denomination believes sex is reserved for marriage and marriage for heterosexual couples. Still, many Lutheran churches support ordaining partner gays and perform same-sex blessing ceremonies despite the policy. Now, see, I think what I'm talking now, it seems like they're being technical here, and a preacher who is not married in this Lutheran group is not supposed to have sexual relations out because he's not married with anybody. If he got a wife, then it'd be all right. So this Lutheran person, he's gay, and so he gets a life partner, but I don't know how long life partner means, the life part, or the partner part. And so the authorities are saying he's violating, he is having sexual relations outside of marriage. Schmelling and his supporters say they hope his case will make the church more accepting of pastors in same-sex relationships. So you see, in my way of thinking, they are trying to get this homosexual relationship out of the way and gone and not there by using the technicality that you're not supposed to have sex outside of marriage, where they don't want either, right? And, of course, I don't either. And I hope you women don't either. And here's a quote. "We've always been a church that emphasizes the unconditional love of God. So this policy runs counter to that Schmeling said last weekend." Now, that's what everyone always says. They talk about the love of God. But God also is just. He has many facets of his attributes. And one of them is love. Other one's holiness and judgment and all those other attributes. Other mainline Protestant denominations, including the Presbyterian Church USA, the Methodists, and the Episcopalians, also have been struggling for years to resolve differences over the Bible and gay clergy. The Reverend Irene Beth Strahd was defrocked by the United Methodist Church in 2005 for being a lesbian, while a Presbyterian assembly last year voted to create leeway to hire gay clergy. So this gay clergy is a big discussion matter. It's a discussion matter when they're not clergy. I don't think it's a scriptural thing. Gay, being homosexual is definitely not scriptural. I was reading the other day some things about the Episcopalians, and I, because we talked about President Ford and his denomination, I thought I would read this to you. This is from Friday News Notes from January 12th, 07. In fact, that's the same date I had on this other paper, isn't it? The same month, a little earlier. It goes like this. "A new report claims that 51 Anglican priests are living in homosexual relationships. These include Jeremy Davies, worship leader at Salisbury Cathedral, and Paul Collier, a chaplain at Goldsmiths College in London. The report by a homosexual rights group called Changing Attitude will add fuel to the fire that is burning in this denomination. Several congregations and entire parishes have voted in recent months to leave the Episcopal Church in USA due to the ordination of homosexuals." Remember, I told you about this the other day. And homosexuals. Now, where would do that other page? I have so many papers here, and I can't leave the microphone to get myself straightened up. Okay, and other liberal leanings. "The straw that broke the camel's back was the ordination of Vicky Jean Robinson as Episcopal Bishop of New Hampshire." Remember him? "An Anglican is more akin to the religious harlot of Revelation 17 than the pure virgin bride of Christ." And that Vicky, I wonder if it's supposed to be Victor, I forget, Jean Robinson, he became an Episcopal Bishop in New Hampshire in 2003. Then we have in the same Friday News Notes, "Former Anglican priest rewrites the Ten Commandments." Former Anglican vicar, I think that word up there is supposed to be vicar, not Vicky. Sorry. Former Anglican vicar Simon Park, P-A-R-K-E, has rewritten the Ten Commandments in a more positive light in his book, The Beautiful Life. "Thou shalt not commit adultery," for example, becomes "prepare for truth." Park complains that the old Ten Commandments are negative and external rather than internal. In fact, Jesus Christ taught that God's commandments are both internal and external. That's what I mean. This is Friday News Notes. These people say that the Ten Commandments are negative and external rather than internal, but Jesus taught that they were both internal and external. He taught, for example, that committing adultery is not merely a physical act, but is an act of the heart. "You have heard," Jesus said, "that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery, but I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." Now, these are very interesting articles I'm reading you, and I want to really emphasize this, but let's look at some scripture. I found the paper with the scripture on. You should see me. I have papers all over, and I have a new way of doing my recording. I'm gone into the modern world now with CDs, and I can't leave it because the music will come on right away if I don't stay here and just talk for my full time. All right, 1 Timothy 1:10, "For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men-sealers, for liars, for perjured person, and if there be any other that is contrary to sound doctrine." This is a portion of Scripture where we see that God is against them that defile themselves with mankind. And that's what men do with men and women with women. Romans 1:27, and likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the women burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. So this is a terrible thing, and Romans 1:26 says, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. So God has given up on homosexual people who do not repent and change their ways and receive Jesus Christ as Savior and turn from their homosexuality. Now, what is homosexual? An adjective means it characterized by sexual desire for those of the same sex as oneself. And homosexual is a homosexual individual. So, a homosexual, one who desires sexual desires for the same sex as oneself. So, when these men, this first man that I told you about, this Lutheran man, when he found his life partner, or his partner, maybe it's, I can't remember if he's life or not life, when he found that person, and he is living with that person, as I live with my husband, I'm married, I've been married 58 years, and of course, we've been man and wife. We have 5 adult children. We have lived as man and wife, scripturally, for all these years. But if a man takes up with another man and lives like one person in marriage, it's wrong. Or one parent in a sexual one person in a sexual union, it is wrong. It's wrong. 2 wrongs cannot make a right. Now, Dr. David Bennett from Australia's Independent Baptist Newsletter has written back in November of 06, Haggard's statement. Now, who is this Haggard? Remember, he is a man who was the a very fair-haired boy of the National Association of Evangelicals. I believe he was the president of that group. Ted Haggard, H-A-G-G-A-G, excuse me, my words get all mixed up. Ted Haggard, H-A-G-G-A-R-D. And he was outed, really, by his homosexual prostitute. He went to, you all know this story, for I believe it was 3 years, once a month, he went to this massage place, and then there was some meth, they took meth, and he had homosexual relations with this massage person who was a homosexual prostitute, really. Well, I see, oh, I've got to go, I can't believe it, I just can't believe it. I've hardly got into the subject. A thing is right or a thing is wrong, and there is no in between. We sometimes wish that it wasn't so, but it's plain what both words mean. I'm under God's care. Are you? Tune in next time.
You've been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bfp@biblefortoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.